Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Storytelling for Business by Philip Humm focuses on one of the most practical communication advantages in modern work, the ability to turn information into meaning. Positioned for professionals who need to influence without relying on authority, the book shows how to use story structure to earn attention, build trust, and guide decisions in meetings, presentations, sales conversations, and written updates. Rather than treating storytelling as a soft skill reserved for marketers, it frames stories as a repeatable business tool that can clarify strategy, make data memorable, and align teams. Readers can expect a methodical approach that connects narrative techniques with real workplace goals, such as persuading stakeholders, explaining change, and making a personal brand credible. As part of a business communication skill series, it aims to be accessible and action-oriented, emphasizing patterns and frameworks that can be applied quickly, even by people who do not see themselves as natural storytellers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why stories outperform facts in workplace communication. A core idea in business storytelling is that facts alone rarely drive action. People may understand a chart or a set of bullet points, but they remember meaning, emotion, and relevance. This topic explores the practical reasons narrative works in professional settings. Stories provide context, create a cause and effect chain, and help an audience see themselves in the outcome. In business, this translates into clearer priorities and faster alignment because listeners can grasp not only what is happening, but why it matters and what should happen next. The book's approach highlights that storytelling is not about adding entertainment, it is about improving comprehension and decision quality. When you wrap information in a simple narrative arc, your audience can follow the logic without getting lost in details. This is especially useful in cross-functional environments where not everyone shares the same vocabulary. By using stories, leaders and contributors can reduce confusion, overcome resistance to change, and avoid the common trap of over-explaining. The result is communication that is easier to repeat inside the organization, which increases the odds that your message survives after the meeting ends. Secondly, a repeatable structure for stories that connect and persuade. Business audiences value clarity and speed, so a useful story structure must be compact and purposeful. This topic focuses on building a repeatable narrative framework that fits common professional moments, pitching an idea, explaining a strategy, or presenting results. Effective business stories typically include a relatable starting point, a tension or problem worth solving, the actions taken, and a concrete outcome that supports a point. The emphasis is on intention. Every story should be designed to achieve a communication goal, such as gaining approval, securing budget, motivating performance, or addressing objections. A structured approach also prevents rambling and keeps stories from sounding like personal anecdotes with no payoff. This part of the book's value lies in turning storytelling into a process. Choose the audience, define the key message, pick a single scenario that proves it, and end with an explicit takeaway. The framework encourages specificity because vague stories produce vague conclusions. With practice, the structure becomes a mental template you can use on short notice, helping you speak with confidence in high-stakes situations. Thirdly, using stories to lead change and align stakeholders. Change initiatives often fail because people do not understand the reason for change, do not trust the plan, or cannot see their role in it. This topic shows how storytelling can bridge those gaps. A compelling change narrative typically explains the current situation, the risk of staying the same, the vision of a better future, and the path from here to there. In business terms, it connects strategy to lived experience, what customers are struggling with, what the team is encountering, and what opportunities are being missed. Stories also help leaders anticipate emotional responses, such as fear of loss, skepticism, or fatigue, and address them without sounding defensive. Instead of pushing a directive, a story invites participation by making the listener part of the journey. For stakeholder management, storytelling becomes a tool for tailoring the same strategic direction to different concerns. Finance may need a risk and return narrative, while product teams may need a learning and iteration narrative. Done well, story-based leadership reduces misalignment, improves buy-in, and increases the likelihood that people can repeat the rationale in their own words. Fourthly, making data and expertise memorable through narrative. Many professionals struggle with a common problem. They have strong analysis, but weak impact. This topic addresses how to integrate data into stories without oversimplifying or manipulating. A useful approach is to treat data as evidence within a narrative rather than the narrative itself. The story sets up the question, stakes, and decision, while the numbers support the turning point or the conclusion. This helps the audience understand what to look at and why it matters, reducing cognitive overload. Another key point is choosing human-scale examples that illustrate trends, such as a customer journey, a frontline scenario, or a specific operational breakdown, while still respecting accuracy. The goal is not to replace rigor, but to increase recall and actionability. When people remember the situation and the decision, they are more likely to remember the metric that mattered. For experts, storytelling also prevents the credibility trap where technical depth becomes a barrier. By using a narrative thread, you can guide non-experts through complexity step by step, creating confidence in your recommendation and enabling faster, better supported decisions. Lastly, storytelling in everyday business moments and personal brand. Storytelling is not limited to keynote speeches. This topic focuses on daily applications that shape reputation over time, status updates, project kickoffs, performance conversations, networking, interviews, and customer interactions. In these settings, short stories can demonstrate ownership, judgment, and values. A concise project update can be turned into a narrative of progress by highlighting what changed, what was learned, and what happens next. In feedback situations, stories help keep conversations specific and fair by describing observable events, their impact, and the desired future behavior. For personal brand, stories provide proof of competence and character. Rather than claiming you are strategic or resilient, you show it through a situation, an obstacle, and a result. The book's practical orientation encourages building a small library of adaptable stories, a failure that taught a lesson, a turnaround, a customer win, a collaboration success, and a decision under uncertainty. These become reusable assets that make you more persuasive and easier to trust. Over time, consistent storytelling strengthens influence, improves relationships, and opens opportunities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, founders, sales professionals, consultants, product leaders, and individual contributors who need to influence decisions, clarify complex work, or stand out in competitive environments. It is also valuable for technically trained readers who know their subject well but want their communication to land with non-specialists. The benefit is practical. Stronger storytelling helps you earn attention, reduce confusion, and move conversations from information sharing to decision making. When you can frame problems and solutions as a clear narrative, you make it easier for others to trust your judgment, repeat your message, and take action. That can improve meetings, accelerate stakeholder alignment, and increase the effectiveness of presentations, proposals, and change initiatives. Compared with many storytelling books that focus heavily on entertainment, creative writing, or marketing campaigns, this one is positioned around business communication needs and repeatable structures. That makes it more directly applicable to everyday professional scenarios, especially when time is limited and stakes are high. If you want communication that connects, captivates, and convinces without sounding scripted, it is worth buying as a practical toolkit you can apply immediately. If you would like to support Philip Humm, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.